Yehuda, Jerusalem, Imola, Osanim Kadmonio.
We're learning the laws of Birkat HaTov HaMetiv, Siman Kuf Ayin He in Shulchan Aruch. We discussed that under certain conditions, one would make Bereh Pireh Gefen on one wine, and then on the second wine, if the conditions are met, one would make the Berakha HaTov HaMetiv. The question is there a minimum that a person has to drink from the wines in order to qualify? Now we know to make Bereh Pireh Gefen, you could just drink even a sip. Berakha Rishonah doesn't need a shi'ur. Berakha Ahronah needs a shi'ur. The question over here, when it comes to making Berakha HaTov HaMetiv, since the logic of this blessing is that you have plenty of wine, so you're blessing God on the shefa of wine that you have. For that reason, the Kaf HaHaim says that you have to drink b'shefa. You have to drink from the first cup of the vi'it, and from the second cup as well, the vi'it, which means 3 ounces from the first cup, 3 ounces from the second cup. That shows already there's plenty of wine. But if you drink anything less, so then the halakha says, according to the Kaf HaHaim, you would not make Birkat HaTov HaMetiv. Hakam ben Sion, in Or LeZion Bet, he says that you have to drink at least from the second wine, Melo Lugmav. You should drink at least a cheekful and preferably a Divi'i. First wine, no, but the second wine, to show that the Shefa, you have to have a Shi'ur. There was a rabbi called Hakam Yosef Yedid HaLevi. He was of a different opinion. He said there's no shi'ud. Even if you drank a sip of the first wine and a sip of the second wine, there's plentiful. It's only two different wines. You're enjoying two different brands of wine. And therefore he said there is no shi'ud. Even taking a sip from the first and the second is okay. And that's the opinion of Hakam Avadiyah, Alav HaShalom and Chazon Avadiyah, that to qualify for the Berakha HaTov HaMetiv, there is no minimum shi'ur more than a sip. So if a person, let's say, it happens a lot during the kiddush, they give out the cup of grape juice, let's say, and everybody took a sip, and then during the meal, assuming all the other conditions were met, they brought out a nice wine, and they're drinking normally. We're not going to say, oh, you only took a sip from the first wine, now there's no Berakha HaTov HaMetiv on the second. We say, no, since you change from one to the other, even a sip to a sip would be okay. That's the first halakha. Second halakha is as follows. There is opinions that say that in order to make a HaTov HaMetiv, you need to have from the first wine still available. That means you didn't finish the bottle yet. There's still some wine left over, and you went away second bottle. But if you finish the first bottle completely, now you're going to the second bottle, there's no Birkat HaTov HaMetiv. The logic of that shita is as follows. Birkat HaTov HaMetiv, again, is the concept that you're blessing on the shefa. But if I run out of the first bottle, so then the reason why I'm drinking a second bottle is more of necessity. Not that I have shefa, I have no more wine from the first bottle, so I have to open up a second bottle. But in the case where I still have wine from the first bottle, I'm still opening up a second bottle, that shows already that I have a lot of abundance. It's not the opinion of Maran. Maran clearly holds, even if you ran out of the first bottle, you still could make HaTov HaMetiv. However, since there's opinions both ways, we run into the famous rule of Safek Berachot Nakir, and therefore the Hakam Avadiyah's Posek as follows. If you don't have any left from the first bottle, one should not make the Berakha HaTov HaMetiv. But if you do have still some left over, so then it would be okay. The question was recently asked by Hakam David Yosef from our Shi'ud. The question was as follows. Let's say I don't have per se any more wine in the bottle, but I have a case of that wine in the basement. So therefore, technically, I do have the same brand available. Is that considered still having from the first batch? Chaim David ruled in the response back that it is not considered. When we say the bottle, it has to be the actual bottle that you drank from and made for the Pidya Gifin, even though you have reserves of that same bottle.